Today was there was a Nintendo Direct for Wii Fit U, which is coming out very soon, actually, but we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I'm personally very excited for Wii Fit U, and that's because of one major reason. I am born with like a balanced disease, which it means in very short and few sentences that my balance could pretty much fail on me. I wouldn't have like a much grip to stand upon, and I had it way worse back many years ago, and to be honest, like the original two games in that series helped me quite a bit, so I'm kind of grateful for them. I have the worst times behind me. I still have problems with it now and again, but I'm very excited to have like a new entry in the series to play with because I still play those old games till this day because of that reason. So I'm very happy to finally have some new things to do. And they directly started that off in the Nintendo Direct by saying there will be like 90 new activities, and all of the ones from the previous Wii Fit games are included, which makes it 77 now, which is quite a huge number. So if you never played those games before, I think now is the perfect time to step in. Another reason why is now with the new Fit Meter, which gives you a better look at the calories you burn. And there's another pedometer because there's an activity meter which uses a free accelerometer, which is kind of impressive. It also measures like your blood pressure, so the changes in altitude, which will make calorie burning much more accurate. The Wii Fit meter must be attached to your hip because this lowers like measurement error. So I maybe have to find some new working pants to do make that happen. But there you go. So the meter displays like a big amount of things. It displays the calories burned, like the steps taken, your target calories, the elevation difference from home, time, temperature, mass graph, elevation graph, and the graph of the calories burned. And all of these data can be transferred to the Wii U by using the IR port of the gamepad. And the graphs in the Wii U software go in like accurate detail of your progress now, which is such a nice touch. I mean, they had this very lengthy discussion about like going up over like an employee's day and what he exactly did with moving about, which is very interesting in its own right, but it was too much on the lengthy side. And then they talked about the online stuff, which like announced before, you can make a gym community on Miiverse. You can make sure that you have similar goals, and you will see the progress of others and compare stats, which is a nice thing. I mean, I won't have many close friends to compare my stats with, but they will at least see how my progress is and maybe give me some positive feedback or negative feedback along the way, which is never a bad thing, really, for me personally. So now we get into how this game is distributed, because this is a very special thing. There will be a 1 month trial of Wii Fit U, and this is for all the people who bought the previous entries. The downloading begins on November 1st in Europe and North America, and Japan will get it a day earlier on October 31st. You can use it for 1 month though, after that it's useless. If you purchase a Fit Meter though, you can continue to play this game. And these Fit Meters are, well, we don't know the European price, but the American price is $19.99, which I assume will be something similar here. And Iwata is aware that you have to download like 3 gigs to your hard drive to play the software, and he says, maybe you should get an external hard drive. Yeah, okay. I mean, I have a premium set, but it's almost pretty full, so yeah, maybe I should get an external hard drive, Iwata. Thanks. So the regular download version will be released February 1st worldwide, and there will be a package version with the meter and the balance board if you need it, so there will be two separate SKUs, and this will be released in Europe on December 6th and North America on December 13th. Sadly, the package version in Japan will be delayed till February 1st. That's a thing. Moving on from Wii Fit U, because there are also some other bits, you can now use the balance board in Wii Street U, and that is available right now. Huh, I should try that. Maybe later. It's free. Why not? Finally, Wii Sports is becoming a download software title on Wii U, and the title of this software is called Wii Sports Club. The interesting thing is that the software serves as a hub where you can select the various sports, but you have to purchase the various sports separately though. There's a single sport pass which allows you to buy one of the 5 sports for €10, $10, 1,000 yen, or £8.99, and this will allow you to play the sport at your own leisure and how many times as you want. Then there's also the Day Pass, which grants you unlimited access to all sports, and this go for 2 euros, $2, 200 yen, or £1.79. I think these are a bit pricey. I mean, I will definitely get like bowling and golf completely because those sports can be very in-depth in what they offer. I'm not that fussed about having boxing and tennis as full price sports though, so for those it's possibly better that I will buy a daily pass when I need them. And with baseball, I first have to see what they will add to baseball, because in screenshots of Wii Sports Club, you could see that they have added like a special like new challenge modes to them, which means I first want to see what they're going to add for challenge modes before I make my decision on that game completely. And what is interesting about these HD upgrades of these sports is that they use like Wii Remote Plus technology, which makes them more accurate, which is a nice thing. And you're now playing as a registered member of a club, and this can be state or regional. And you fight friendly against one another in these clubs, and then when you want to start a rivalry, you fight against other clubs, which is a cool thing. The software is going to be available November 7 in 2014 in Europe and North America, and October 30th in Japan. And tennis and bowling will be available from the software launch. And one thing of note is that Wii Sports Club will be available for everyone for free in the first 24 hours, so there's nothing stopping you from at least giving it a go. And that's all the details that they have given to us. It was an interesting short little direct. Didn't expect that, didn't expect as many details that we have gotten. But yeah, I look forward to giving these things a go, and I will definitely give an update on what I think of them when they come out. Okay, that's all for today, and as always, thank you so much for listening.